It'll be Golden Bear football to start the third period. And New Powell with a dominant lead of 74-0 as we go to the second half. It'll be Merritt and Black deep to receive for the Golden Bears.
That was the score I was looking for. Columbus North up at the half over Bloomington South, 21-14.
North, the undefeated team in conference. Indiana South has one loss in conference play. Here's Matt Merritt on a return. Tries to come across the field. New Powell, most of the time when they've kicked deep, they're going to keep you inside the 20, and that's what happens here. Golden Bear ball right around the 18-yard line. Shelbyville heads up to Fortville to play at Mount Vernon next week. New Powell will go over to Neal Field at Newcastle and play the Trojans next Friday night. First and 10 Bears from the 19-yard line. The give to Matt Merritt through an arm tackle in the backfield and surges forward to about the 23, about the 24-yard line. Let's call it a 4-yard pickup. It'll be second and 6. 14 carries, 17 yards unofficially for Merritt on the night.
About a 4-yard gain on the play, second and 6 now. For the
ball resting with the nose of the football toward the 24. Second and 6. Snap for Stevens. The give to Merritt. Caught around the knees. He'll fall forward, pick up about a yard.
Richard Clevenger, sophomore linebacker on the tackle, number 34.
That is the nephew of Shelbyville head coach Mike Clevenger. I think there's some Clevengers in attendance at the football game here tonight. Stevens with a jog over the sideline to get a play call. Now takes it out to the huddle as the Bears will huddle up here on a third down. Just a couple of minutes into play here in the third period. Stevens with a keeper off the right side. First down, and Riley Stevens able to help the Bears move the chains out across the 35 to the 36-yard line, and for Shelbyville, it's a rare first down.
Grant Wiegand on the tackle for New Powell, number 26. He's been making plays on special teams all night for the Dragons.
New set of downs for SHS out to the 36. Receiver set right. Two receivers here near side left of the offense. And the give to Merritt, caught early right after he got possession of the football. He'll lose a couple back to the 35. Nick Ziegler going to get credit on the tackle.
Loss on the play.
Second down and 12 for Shelbyville, who is now huddling up. Bears in the first half did as we've seen most of the year, went with no huddle. But we do have a clock running here in the second half, and now Shelbyville huddling up between plays. Show the ball to Merritt, a run for Riley Stevens, and had some momentum build up, but then crunched down at about the 40-yard line. Gain of 5.
Riley Stevens, ball carrier for the Bears. Grant,
third carry for Riley. Last week, 4 carries minus 4 yards rushing. One of those, I believe, involving a sack last week in the loss at Yorktown. Ball at the 40. Milt's wide right as a receiver. 3 receivers come to the left. It'll be Merritt up the middle. He's got a first down and more across the midfield marker and into New Powell territory at the 46. A gain of 14, longest run of the night for Matt Merritt.
Good push there by the offensive line, knocking out a few defensive linemen for New Powell. Merritt able to get to the second level of the defense before being brought down.
Shelbyville for the second time tonight in New Powell territory. Earlier tonight, Elijah Sims with a kick return gave the Bears an opportunity on the other side of the 50. Blitz New Powell, give to Merritt. Good job by Shelbyville to get yardage. There were a lot of white jerseys rushing into the backfield, and Merritt finds a niche and gets himself down to the 46. Gain of a couple. Second and 8. Seeing some clean white jerseys out there for New Powell right now. New Powell averaging 61.8 points per game, but 76 last week, 74 so far here this evening. Snap for Stevens. Give to Merritt.
Ball's
out.
And
the ball is out. New Powell indicating a recovery, and it will be New Powell football. Fumbled away by Shelbyville at the New Powell 44-yard line. Been a rough night for Matt Merritt, hanging on to the ball. His second fumble, there was another one he was involved in. That was a bad exchange with Stevens on the first turnover of the night. Half dozen turnovers and a blocked punt tonight for the Bears. A throw out to the right side, complete. And a run after the catch down to the 49-yard line. Number 27, Jaron Manley, a junior, 5'8", 151 on the catch and run for New Powell.
Chris Gohl, number 16, a 6-foot junior quarterback, now in replacing Neely.
Saw Canfield get a touch out there in the Wildcat earlier, and now Gould running quarterback and handing off for a run of maybe loss of a yard there.
Eric Eli, the ball carrier.
Number 25 is Eric Eli, a 5'11", 161-pound junior for the Dragons, carrying the football. Clock continuous run here, down under 5.5 minutes. Gould to throw. Complete. First down, catch and run down the left sideline to the Shelbyville 41-yard line.
Chris Gould on the pass, complete to Colby Jenkins.
Colby Jenkins, we've talked a lot about early on. Return man, wide receiver on the catch, setting up a new set of downs. Shelbyville late getting personnel on the field. Turns out it doesn't really matter as the ball is bobbled by Gould. He went down to a knee to pick it up and was down, losing yardage on the play back to the New Powell, or back to the Shelbyville 46-yard line. New Powell in no huddle. Low snap, and Gould will run with it, looking for room off the right side. Cuts it inside of a blocker at the 40 to the 30. And brought down at the 24-yard line.
Flag on the play.
Pick up 22, and there's the flag about 15 yards back.
A clear block in the back right in front of the official there on the sideline. And that run will come back.
Flag at the 42. Which is right around the original line of scrimmage. Football marked back into New Powell territory, placed at the 48.
Another local score, John, real quick. Batesville 35, Greensburg 21, as that one is now into the fourth quarter.
Game in the EIAC. Batesville likely the second-best team behind East Central this year. Gould to throw, lofts it long across the field, complete. Shelbyville good pursuit. Short gain on the pass play of about 4 yards.
Chris Gould's pass complete to Jack Johnson.
And
Miltz on the tackle.
Johnson on the catch. Miltz on the tackle. It'll bring up a third down. Ball at the 47. New Powell needs 15 to convert a first down. Receiver right. Three wide receivers stacked up to the left side. Gould to throw with pressure and complete. At the 29, run after the catch inside the 20, down to the 17. That'll be a first down.
Chris Gould's pass complete to Nick Pate. Solid Miltz on the tackle.
Receiver Nick Payton, a senior, 6'1", 145, and he got a step on the defensive back, got him on his back, and Gould delivered the first down completion. Stepping a slot receiver in motion, they'll run the sweep with that receiver, some blocking ahead. Shelbyville gets behind the blocks and makes the tackle at the 10-yard line. Jaron Manley on the carry. See where they put this football.
Holton with the tackle there, number 45.
Just outside the 10. New Powell can get a first down if they pick up a couple here. Hand off with Eli, pushing his way into the middle of the line, and he does get below the 10 to the 9. Still going to be shy of the first down. It'll be third and short.
Frank Kelton on the top of there. Ball about the 9-yard line of the Bears, third and one.
Ball at the 9 for New Powell. Third down, they need a yard for the first, and they've got that on the run off the left side. Down to the 6-yard line, it'll be a first and goal now for New Powell.
Eric Haley, the long carry.
Clock nearing a minute to go in this third period.
First and goal now, ball in the area of the Bears 6.
Low snap, bobbled by Gould, but he picked it up off the ground, tries to run with it, and Shelbyville's going to throw Gould for a loss. Brought down at the 9.
Chris Gould, the ball carrier, and Matt Black on the tackle for the Bears. Loss on the play.
And give Matt Black credit on the tackle for Shelbyville. Down to 34 seconds.
Big difference, you know. You can really see it when these starters, the skill player starters, go out for New Palestine.
Gets snap, rolls left, cuts it up, looks to run, and spun around and brought down in a seated position near the 6-yard line.
That'll end the third quarter.
We're at the end of three here at McCann Stadium. No points on the board in the third, but New Powell's knocking on the door again as we go to the fourth. First bank, Shelbyville scoreboard. New Powell 74, Shelbyville nothing on Giant FM Sports.